As I said, on Thursday, the House Homeland Security Committee will hold a hearing that they are what they're calling the radicalization of American Muslims. It's hosted by the chairman of that committee, Representative Peter King, and he wants to investigate the threat posed by homegrown Muslim terrorists. Here's Congressman King on CNN's State of the Union this weekend.
I've said time and time again, the overwhelming majority of Muslims are outstanding Americans. But at this stage in our history, there is an effort to radicalize elements within the Muslim community. And I've said when we were going after the mafia, we looked at the Italian community, the Westies, the Irish community. In New York, they go after the Russian mob. They go into the Russian community in Brighton Beach and Coney Island.
But there's obviously been a lot of pushback on King. He's received a lot of criticism from the Muslim community who says they're being unfairly stereotyped or singled out. Joining us this morning is Imam Faisal Abdulrauf. He's the founder and chairman of the Cordoba Initiative. It's the organization that's working on plans to build a mosque two blocks from Ground Zero. Welcome back to the program, Imam.
Good morning, Celeste.
I'm wondering what you think about the congressman's. Let's forget the title, the description of the radicalization of American Muslims, and just go to what Peter King says is his goal, which is to get the cooperation of leaders in the Muslim community on figuring out how to combat radicals and extremists within the Muslim community. Is there a problem just with that particular goal?
No, we have no problem with that. In fact, I myself was invited by the FBI right after 9/11, and I gave a series of six lectures over 2 months from the beginning of February through April of 2002. To discuss how we could cooperate with the FBI and other law enforcement agencies to eradicate extremism that we know exists in our communities. And they came to my mosque to speak to my congregation. We worked very hard with them to ensure further cooperation with our community. And the results have shown today that 40% of the tips that have been given to the law enforcement agencies over intended acts of terrorism within our community came from within our community, from Muslims themselves. So the perception that we have not cooperated with the law enforcement agencies is false. We have been very, very prompt and very eager, in fact, to eliminate such horrific acts.
Well, if you'll allow me to interrupt you for just a moment, you say that those accusations that you're not cooperating are false. I want you to actually listen to that accusation coming from Congressman Peter King. Again, this is him speaking on CNN's State of the Union.
And I believe there is sufficient cooperation. Certainly my dealings with the police in New York and FBI and others say they do not believe they get the same. They do not get the level of cooperation that they need. And even key to Minneapolis, we had cases with Somali Americans who felt that there were imams in their own community who were telling them not to cooperate with the FBI.
Well, even if you and your organization cooperate with the government, are there mosques, are there Muslim communities that do not?
Well, I mean, if there are, I mean, we should. My understanding is that Congressman King has not even called upon the law enforcement agencies to testify, which is also another bothersome detail, if that's true. Look, is it perfect? No, nothing is perfect. Do we need to do more? Obviously, we need to do more. Absolutely, I would be the first to say that we need to do more. But the perception created that we are deliberately hostile to America, we don't support American values, is a perception that we're concerned about. The other side of the perception, Celeste, is that whatever we do is perceived both not only in this country, not only Muslims here, but Muslims overseas in a certain way. And I was very disturbed when I was told yesterday morning that Al Jazeera online covered it. And the banner headline is Congressman goes against Islam. It's these banner headlines, it's the way these things are covered, which aggravate the relationship between America and the Muslim world, not only domestically but internationally as well. We have very, very important interests overseas. I've dedicated my life, Celeste, to bridging relationships between America and Islam, and it is as important domestically as it is internationally. And in fact, a lot of the radicalization which we see in our community emanates from actions overseas or from influencers overseas. So what we do has to be regarded in that full light. And that's the concern. My concern is not with his intent. My concern is with the way it has been messaged and its actual impact. If it actually results in the elimination of radicalization, you know, hallelujah. But if it results in more radicalization, which is my fear, then he's not achieving the objectives which we all want to see happen.
Well, I doubt that anyone thinks that the hearing the hearing will result in the elimination of radicalization. But quickly, I mean, let's talk about that exactly. If a hearing is not the way to get started on this, how do we do that? How can Congress help you in what you say are your efforts to build bridges to elements of the Muslim community that perhaps are aiming or leaning towards more extreme views?
Well, that's a great question, but first we have to understand how does radicalization happen? It's not a static thing; it's a dynamic thing. What happens is that something happens in the Muslim world where some violent person or some extremism says something or does something, and then the result is someone in the West does something in return. Whether it's a U.S. colonel saying Islam is an evil religion, or whether it's a Danish newspaper which commissions cartoons insulting the Prophet. In response. And then what happens is that people in the Muslim world respond negatively. And then we perceive it as, the Muslims don't believe in freedom of the press. So more cartoons are done, and people get even more angry over there. Then a reverend here says Islam is an evil religion. A person attacks an embassy. A Florida pastor, threatens to burn the Quran. So what happens is that the discourse, the radicals wind up, or the extremists wind up, hijacking the discourse, and they fuel each other. So you get this vicious circle that feeds each other in a downward spiral of radicalization and violence.
Well, we'll have to leave it there, Imam, but it sounds like you're saying that there's a lot of radicals that we should be holding hearings about. That's Imam Faisal Abdurrauf, founder and chairman of the Cordoba Initiative. What do you think? Give us your opinion on this issue at 877-8-MY-TAKE.